Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
I heard the story of Russian dolls. I've heard that organizations that hire down, so you hired somebody that you, at your level of ambition or expertise or intelligence or whatever the factor is, and then you go down, you hire somebody below that and below that and below that. Pretty soon you'll be at the bottom of the pyramid, right? So in some cases, for some roles, you do need that. But I'm talking about the core team has to be differently organized. You can't go down. If you set up a series of Russian dolls, there's the smallest one, there's the biggest one, there's an increasing height. So let's say the leftmost one is the tallest, the rightmost one is the shortest. If you're going from left to right, your height is reducing. That means your metric is falling in your inner circle. Then your quality is constantly going down. But if you did it the other way, if let's say the smallest one is you, you have no ego. In fact, you have the common sense to know at some point you will not be in the organization and you want better people than you to handle that. So then you're going from right to left. You're the smallest and everybody you're hiring is better than you in some way, shape or form. Then you're going higher up in quality, standards of excellence, ambition, and so on and so forth, all the way up. And instead of being afraid that they will take over, that's your goal. You want them to take over and run the business for you. You just want to have the equity as a startup entrepreneur. And you're fine with that. And you'll be recognized for your contributions. Maybe that is selecting them or your ideas or the X-ray vision that you had, like I said in the previous video or audio, and so on and so forth. So my question to you is, again, take a piece of paper, pen, write down 10 ways. How can you increase the quality of your core inner circle team? You're not yet an entrepreneur. Okay, how can you increase the quality of the people, the standard of excellence of the people that you hang around with? Can you go up rather than down? Can you increase the quality of the people you're hanging around? Can you start hanging around people that make twice, thrice, 10 times your money? Can you figure out some way of doing that? Again, the same idea, write down 10 ways or ask somebody who's hanging around with smarter people, wealthier people, healthier people, whatever the case might be. Happier people and figure out how to do the same. So now you're going up from right to left and your Russian dolls are increasing in size in your core inner circle. Go ahead, do that.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.